I began this joy service my second year at UUFSD because I felt that we needed more joy. And when I say we all needed more joy, I mean everybody, me, UUFSD as a congregation, and the world in general. I've always thought this time of year calls for us to be joyous, whether we actually find our way there or not, and I wanted to do what I could to support that as much as possible. So we started a joy service that now always takes place on the first Sunday of December. Until today's service, nothing really has made me think about how hard it would be to have a service on joy when I'm not feeling particularly joyful. I understand that there is a wide range of both awareness and thoughts on the current stand of racial issues in America. I understand that people have different opinions about what is happening across the country. What did the grand jury evidence say? Who really saw it? What did they see? Who's right and who's wrong? I want you to know that as a minister in the tradition that heeded the call of Martin Luther King Jr. to come to Selma, that is also very connected to social media, it's hard not to feel inundated and frankly overwhelmed with the volume of information and opinions surrounding this issue. I've been trying to sort all this out for a couple of reasons. One certainly is to understand it myself. And the other is that I take the calling as the minister and spiritual leader of this congregation incredibly seriously. Taking it so seriously, I feel a need to understand what to do with all this information when it comes to me, because it's my duty to you, the congregation that I serve, and to the broader faith tradition of Unitarian Universalism, and maybe most of all to my conscience, that I need to understand what it's all about. So I think to myself, here we are in a pretty affluent area of the country compared to many, with wonderful people that mirror the average demographics of many Unitarian Universalist congregations, pretty well educated, middle to upper middle class, and almost entirely made up of Caucasians. And then I wonder, with all the information, opinions, and suggestions I'm reading and hearing about how to deal with the recent grand jury decisions and the resulting upheaval, as the spiritual leader, should I comfort the congregation? Should I challenge the congregation? Should I push the congregation to the limits of their comfort? Should I hit the streets in protest and see who joins me? These are all questions that I've pondered. I was talking about this with my wife, Alice, the other day, and she reminded me of a quote from Possessing the Secret of Joy, a very challenging book by Alice Walker, that I've read about but haven't read. And the quote says, "Resistance is the secret of joy." Resistance is the secret of joy. Having read the book, the story, and the intent of the line, my interpretation is that the secret of joy is the birthing of a new way through the resistance to ways that have brought us pain, anguish, and broken relationship. My understanding of this line is that the way to joy is resistance to the systems that bring us back to the same point, that keep the status quo, that keep us ill-informed, that favor unearned privilege, that cause pain and inequality, and that value a white life more than a black life. We've had a number of joy services, and we've had fun, and we've been silly and we've been serious at times. And in the 2011 joy service, I said, opening to joy actually does come with another question for me, a question that has deep meaning. And for me, is one of the most essential questions of the world. The question is, what in life really matters? We are facing substantial challenges in this world, I said, but I really think we can't let these challenges, just like the news we watch, read, or listen to, overwhelm the joys that come to us all the time in our lives. Sometimes life is just about being able to keep perspective about what really matters. Perspective is such a valuable thing. Perspective and taking stock of what truly matters isn't easy and doesn't happen all that often. We get so caught up in the details of everyday life that sometimes we find it hard to break our patterns. I said that in 2011. Well, I'd like to augment that today and in some ways apologize for saying that, because I'm really reflecting on the question, what in life really matters, much differently today than I was in 2011. Today I'm dealing with the challenges we're facing in the world, and I think those are the things in life that really matter. Can you imagine the joy we would feel if we had social and political agreement on climate change and took action that reversed the degradation to our planet's ecosystem? Can you imagine the joy we all would feel if we were able to open up about race and deal with hundreds of years of systemic oppression in this country? Can you imagine your joy if women were paid equally to men? Can you imagine the joy every American would have if we had good health care and it was affordable for everyone? And can you imagine if you personally went to bed at night and said, I really did something today where I resisted the forces of hate or fear, oppression or racism, or any of the deepest divisions that cause us pain, anguish, and broken relationship in this world. Can you imagine going to sleep feeling that way? I have to tell you, in thinking about this and reflecting on the sense of the deepest joy, there have been a couple times in my life where I have gone to bed and felt that incredible sense of joy. And if I were willing to risk it, I imagine that I think there could be many more. I'm not specifically saying go out tomorrow and march as allies with the African American community protesting police violence, although you could. I'm not specifically saying go out and get arrested protesting the Keystone Pipeline, although one amongst us has. I'm not saying run for our office to make sure your Unitarian Universalist voice and values are in the public arena, although our congregation has a good deal of representation in Encinitas. And I'm not specifically saying you should become a teacher of small children, a doctor, a social worker, a volunteer board member for a nonprofit, or so many other things that so many of you have done in your lives that bring value and contribute to this world, and hopefully a deep sense of joy. What I am saying is that we are at a moment in this country on a couple of very important issues. And those issues, out of those issues, what may be the hardest, what may be the most challenging for us personally, and certainly at the top of the list of any list I could make, is the culture of violence in which we live, highlighted by systemic racism and injustice that persists in institutions of power and authority like police departments all over the country. What I'm saying also is that I have decided that I should do all of the above. I should comfort the congregation in times of need when the flashpoints of violence, racism, and tragedy rise to the surface. I should challenge the congregation to respond with resistance to the ills that plague the world. I should push the congregation to the limits of our comfort around our own thoughts and assumptions, as well as our activities and actions. And I should challenge myself to stretch beyond my own limits of comfort, which may include hitting the streets in protest, and then see who joins me. For those of you who have worked on civil rights issues in the past, guess what? However good the work has been, however far we've come, there's still a long way to go. The social illness that raises its ugly head in the country right now in a big way is a movement that is mobilizing us. The issue of our culture of violence in this country, both non-institutional and institutional, has been raised to the surface. The pain and anguish of the constant loss of human dignity in this country of people of communities of color has gone way too far. We are Unitarian Universalists. Our very first principle is about the inherent worth and dignity of every person. And for a long time, that was focused inward about individualism in our congregations. It's time to send that focus like a laser beam out to each and every person who suffers oppression from symptoms that privilege one skin color over another. Now, there's a small group of people who have expressed interest to me about coming together to discuss our next move, and some of us are going to meet here in the hall at 1 o'clock today. If you're interested, please come and join us. And next Sunday, the 14th, after hosting the Sandy Hook Anniversary Candlelight Vigil here at UUFSD, I hope to lay my head on the pillow at the end of the day, knowing that deep sense of joy that comes from resistance. I will do that in part through the persistence of one person who has challenged his own comfort level, and frequently mine, Steve Bartram, whose desire to do something about this culture of violence has led us to hosting this candlelight vigil. One person. All this brings to mind another quote. This one is from Rumi, and it says, "When you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you, a joy." It is time for us to do this work of the soul, this opportunity to feel this deep sense of joy, a joy that comes from saying, "I really did something today where I resisted the forces of hate and fear and oppression and racism. I resisted the deepest divisions that cause us pain, anguish, and broken relationships in this world." These times are calling us to resist. The universe is providing us an incredible opportunity to do the work of the soul and fill our lives with joy. And as Unitarian Universalists, people who place the inherent worth and dignity of every person above everything else, we all have the ability and the responsibility to come together and help heal this world. May that be so, and amen.